Blog Talk Radio.
Working as an intern with Will Smith, you say to them, look, I have to have the Sabbath off, which may I just confess that I learned in my first meeting with Devon, all these years I thought the Sabbath was Sunday.
Yeah.
I've been going to church. We say worship on the Sabbath, worship on the Sabbath in the Baptist church. And you corrected me. You said, no, Sunday is the first day of the week. Yeah. Sabbath is Friday sundown to Saturday sundown.
That's right. That's
right. I stand corrected.
Amen.
So you go to your first job with Will Smith and say, look, I'm really excited to be here, but I have to have Friday.
Friday night sundown, Saturday night sundown off.
Keep not found by me, oh, your father. Hold not thy peace and be not still.
strong in the power of His might. Put on the whole armor of God, that we may be able to stand firm. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against
And now, Voices of the True Israelites, with your host, the Seer of Seed Royal.
To the four corners of the globe, praise His righteous and powerful name. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And now, Voices of the True Israelites with your host, the Seer of Seed Royal.
To the four corners of the globe, praise his righteous and powerful name. Hallelujah.
Live Yahuwah's Radio. Worldwide International Radio Broadcast is now on the air. Yahuwah's Radio, Yahuwah's Ministry. I be your host by name, your Seer, Israel, of Seed Royal. We're doing a series called The Fiery Destruction of Christianity, The Great Beast, the Roman Catholic Church Teaching. And that had been a load on the people of the book, big time. And we're going to get back on it shortly. Let's throw it out on the international side and see who all join us for another episode, part number 56. And all the slots are still. That's 195 international countries. All right, good enough. For all the slots to spill, 195 international countries will be in to listen at part 56. That's a good thing. It was flashing. 103622. 103622 from New York, New York. What's flashing for the nice episode on the international side is 103-622. So we're going to get Robin to the broadcast, bring us tips in, and we're going to be looking at these memos as we venture down part number 56. So when you meet your brother, with a loud voice you say, Brother Mr. Tibbs, Yahuwah be to that seed raised.
And Yahuwah bless you, Brother Seer Israel, the Seed Royal. Hallelujah, Yahuwah.
Hallelujah, Yahuwah. Well, we got a fine audience in for the nice episode. Got a lot of memos on the table, too. But I also got a memo saying, watch yourself, Seer, because you definitely going to be cut off tonight if you don't say something good about the 17 other nations. 103-622 live online class, 195 international countries, 103-622. So, Mr. Tibbs, whatever you got to say, and Brother Yahuwah, be on the standby to take it and roll with it, because like I said, again, we're going to teach what is given to me, and the six anointed camps are going to teach exactly what's on the clock. No doubt about it. Mr. Tibbs, you on the clock, come out.
Once again, Yahuwah bless you, Brother C. Israel, and thank you for bringing me into tonight's broadcast. Looks like of another glorious number of attending people, of 103,622 people that came to hear the words of Yahuwah. And you know what? That's what we're going to hear. But first of all, just a little message I want to give. We have a lot of people that listen to the word of Yahuwah, as I said before, but they don't promptly receive it. And just like, you know, you get threats that they're going to shut you off from the network, we get threats on our end also that we don't know what we speak, but we speak straight from the Bible and continue to speak from that. So it makes us look at Ezekiel chapter 33. Verses 30 and 31. 30 says, also, son of man, the children of our people are still talking against the walls and in the doors of the houses and speak to one another, every one to his brother, saying, come, I pray you, and hear what the word that cometh forth from the Yahuwah. 31. And they came unto thee as the people coming. And they sit before thee as my people. They hear the words, but they will not do them. For their mouth show much love, but their hearts or minds go up after their convertedness. This is one of the things I've been trying to say. And, you know, we find different scriptures in the Bible that support people's, I should say, not well-being of the word. So we looked at when the word is taken another way, even after you take time to explain it, it makes you wonder why. The same question was asked in the book of John when we look at chapter 8, verses 43. 43 says, "Why do you not understand my speech, even because you cannot hear my word?" So we look also for the answer to that question in the book of John, looking at chapter 8, verse 47. 47 says, "He that is of Yahuwah heareth Yahuwah's word. Ye therefore hear them not, because you are not of Yahuwah." And, you know, as I said before, I think about a week ago, I had recently spoken with a brother and had him read me the scripture with his interpretation, which was completely wrong. Now, being a studier of the Bible, I spent time with him to help him with Yahuwah's word. And at this time, one of our other brothers from the ministry witnessed the same conversation. This was a conversation about a week ago. This showed me just what we study is more than just true. Strife is an easy thing between one-on-one conversation. But when there are two or more teaching one, we find out that Yahuwah is in the midst of them, like in the book of Matthew, chapter 18, verse number 20. And that's an important thing to know. Matthew, chapter 18, verse 20 says, "For where there's two or three gathered in my name, I am in the midst of them." So he became more apt to listen, as I said before, and less talkative. And I witnessed understanding with this guy for the first time. At Yahuwah's ministry, all of our members are on one accord for teaching understanding of Yahuwah's word and ready to add unto it and commend it all the same. So this is why when we're here at the temple, we generally welcome and thank all of you for attending another live broadcast of Yahuwah's ministry that's open unto you live with new and exciting topics and from the King James Bible. First and foremost, about Yahuwah's word. Connecting the books for your biblical education, your health, foods that you should eat, and keeping the Sabbath days. And we do this because you have knocked, and you came to seek this information and found that what you have sought in Yahuwah's ministry that's open unto you from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. And the days that we're open is Sunday, Monday, Wednesday, Thursday. There's no class on Tuesday unless we have an announced special event. But we do have a Sabbath class. Now, the top part of Sabbath is from Friday, current time starting at 7:15 to 10:15 due to seasonal time changes. The bottom part of Sabbath is Saturday. Temple class starts at 12 p.m., and the online starts at 2 to 5 until the temple members desire to leave. Now, we also have a website address. To use this, open up any search engine on any one of your smart devices. Right on the search line, enter www.tribeyhdh.com. And after you click enter, just under that big lion, you're going to see some choices. One is going to be tithes and offerings. Click PayPal and follow the instructions. On any other device, you may see menu. But again, after clicking this, you'll see choices. Still choose tithes and offerings. And doing so, remember what it tells all of us in the book of Psalms, chapter 96, verse 7 and verse 8. Verse 7 says, "Give unto the Yahuwah, O ye kindreds of the people. Give unto Yahuwah glory and strength." 8, "Give unto the Yahuwah the glory due unto his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts." I always remind everyone that when doing this, to remember that Yahuwah loves a cheerful giver. And also, donations to the ministry is greatly appreciated that you give what's in your mind to keep this ministry bringing you Thus Says Yahuwah Live. Also, to build a school, a banquet hall, radio station, and land to grow the health foods we continue to speak of on this program. Hallelujah, Yahuwah. Also, while there, don't forget to check the calendar, which I do believe is under construction right now. We will keep the members informed when our calendar is back up and running on that website. Currently, I think it's under construction, and we will let you know when it's up and running again. This will keep you in tune with the feast days. Now, for the live program, this is a feature that's only available during the live broadcast time. To get there, open up any search engine on any one of those smart devices you have. Right on the search line this time, enter three words, Yahuwah Radio Live. And after you click enter, look for True Name Teachers. Click the red live button as soon as it appears, and you'll be right into our live online broadcast. Also, we have two email addresses which the listening members can use. The first is tribe, that's tribeyhdh@gmail.com. This is to write your written opinions, questions of a biblical subject answered, or related topics. The other is yhdhysraeel@gmail.com. This is also for biblical subjects or related topics. One note that we'd like to add is please do not call any previous numbers that you have for this year during program time as not to disturb the words of Yahuwah. We use a few verses from the Bible to explain why. In the book of Proverbs, chapter 18, verse number 13 says, "He that answers a matter before he's heard it, it is folly, shame unto him." The other comes from the book of James, chapter 1, verse 26. 26 says, "If any man or woman among you seem to be religious and bridle not his or her tongue, but deceiveth his or her own mind, this man or woman's religion is vain." But, as I've said before many times, there's still those that do the opposite of what the scriptures say. They will call during a program announcement or cause disruption when the words of Yahuwah are being spoken unto you. I'm beginning to see they may not be familiar or just ignore what Yahuwah the Son has told us in the book of Matthew, chapter 22, verse 29. 29 says, "Yahuwah the Son answered and said unto them, Ye do err, not knowing the scriptures, nor the power of Yahuwah." So once again, as a reminder, by no means contact us here direct via voicemail, email, or text. He's usually pretty busy answering many memos, even having thoughts of running just a memo show, which I know I would not like to see. Responding to the WCC, the New York Station stockholder, Mr. Cigarette Man, and the most important thing that's being done is preparing Yahuwah's lesson before our program starts for our listeners. Remember, the seer is also only one man, limited by Yahuwah's creation of 100% of what one man can do. So please place all your calls to the international line. You will receive a call back if it's legit, because as you might imagine, many of our questions can be answered directly by one of our anointed camps. Thank you for your consideration. Yahuwah be with you all. Now the numbers you can righteously call with Yahuwah in mind. The first is the live conference room number, which is 319-527-6065. The other is 224-600-5579. This is our international number, as I previously mentioned before. You can call, leave a message on Bible scriptures you have questions on, which can be answered by any one of the six anointed camps of Yahuwah's ministry. But as you might imagine, not the seer. He's often tried to exceed Yahuwah's creation of 100% and found that this is impossible, as quoted in the book of Matthew, which I'll give you in just a moment, in Matthew 19:26. Now, for those of you who have missed the beginning of our program, you can always listen to the entire show at 9:15 p.m., except for Fridays. The current time is 9:45 to later because of our change in time. To get there, open up any search engine, right on the search line, type three words, Yahuwah Radio Live. After clicking enter, look for True Name Teachers. Choose the program that you were late logging into or any previous day that you'd like to listen. Also, we're in the process of making it possible to get a CD or DVD recording of any program by request. Just call the International Line to get a particular day or any number of days. Also, you might imagine, we're looking at another day for the Word of Yahuwah. And nothing has changed except new members that come to listen to the Word of Yahuwah, which is a good thing. Those who come following to commend it, add unto it, only following by others casting those same words behind their back. They just want to hear certain verses in the Bible, taking those meanings totally another way, along with the noisemakers, the complainers, the deceptive listener, flipping the Bible pages to look like they're paying attention, but they're completely lost when they're called to speak. They're clearly forgotten. Time is not in our favor, but the best is yet to come. You have to remember, we can only do 100% of what one man or one woman that was Yahuwah created to do in this life, and that's if all possible. I find myself coming close to 80%. I struggle for that 100%. So if anyone ever says they've even done 101%, they just lie. Now they're doing the work of another, past Yahuwah's creation. Remember the verse I quoted before in Matthew's 19, verse 26? 26 says, "But Yahuwah the Son beheld them and said unto them, with men this is impossible, but with Yahuwah all things are possible." As we go along, we have to remember that no man or woman can measure their last days. Because also in the book of Matthew, chapter 24, verse 36, it says, 36, "But of that day and hour knoweth no man, no, not the angels of heaven, but my Father only day and hour knoweth, no man, no, not the angels of heaven, but my Father only." As we begin to learn the Bible, we find out that we're measured by our works, the things we think, do, and say. But you might imagine, I guess that everyone has heard things that people say, see the things that they do. Well, we can't measure what they think. Only Yahuwah can do that. But we look in the book of James, chapter 1, verse 25. And let's see what 25 says. 25 says, "But whosoever looketh into the perfect law of liberty and continueth there within, he or she being not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the works, this man or woman shall be blessed in his or her deed." So we move on to find out that we always have to know that a teacher has to show worthiness, whether he's in school, running a Bible class, or whatever a teacher's showing. That's why a teacher always has to show worthiness, as said, because he has to open the door for his students to walk through, and he has to walk through that same door himself. Because there's those that are out there to ask questions just to see if you really know or to trip you up. That's why I always remind everyone, a teacher can't learn from students, but already having knowledge, a teacher can gain experience because he already knows. So we receive lessons from the Bible on how to righteously proceed according to the Bible. And we have to remember, don't be led by friendly deception. We get that every day. Yahuwah gave man a choice, or free will, is what you might say. And this is shown in the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 30, verse 19. 19 says, "I call on heaven and earth to record this day against you, that I have set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore choose life, that both thou and thy seed may live. Without a doubt, I know exactly which one I would choose. So I'm going to choose to keep the Bible open and stay on Yahuwah's word and hope the others out there listening do also. So at this time, I'll pass our program back to our senior Israel and say, Hallelujah, Yahuwah.
Hallelujah, Yahuwah, Mr. Steele. That was excellent. That was excellent. I really need memos and a lot of memos. One thing about it, this ministry is low, and so we just see which way it goes. All right, good enough. Catch you in the second half, Mr. Tibbs, and give you final thoughts, and we just going to get off into the broadcast. Brother Yahdai Israel, I'm just looking. Do you have that book, Nature Have No Color Line? Let me bring you up and see, do you got that book called Nature? I mean, I know you got it. Get your hand on it. Nature Have No Color Line by A. Rogers there, Brother Yahdai. Let's see. Brother Yahdai Israel, you got your hand on Nature Have No Color Line by J.A. Rogers there, Brother Yahdai Israel. See you, Ray.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Brother Yahdai. Yes, sir. All right. All right. Good enough. So we'll pat it just a little bit. We don't know where we're going, but we gonna definitely get at it. But remember one thing, see Ray, how's your health doing? How's your health? Your health feeling pretty good? Is remember one thing, to keep from the sluggish feeling, you have to check your blood up, and you must stay away from starch eating once you find out that you are for the book or not giving away others eat. So you gotta eat from the ground. And there's certain things you just cannot eat because you love it because of what you have been born. The only way you can get the sluggish feeling out you got to keep your Yahuwah first. Eat green stuff from the ground and get on that stepper and shake your blood up a little bit every day you get opportunity where you can make sure you feel good, helpful, because the big job ahead of those that will be on the front line. So basically, those who can be on the front line, you know, got to make sure you got the energy because it's not going to be easy. But it is easy because you got your mighty one going for you. Brother Yahdai Israel, Luke chapter 12, verse 12. Let's see if we get something going on here.
Book of Luke chapter 12, verse number 12 reads, "For the righteous spirit shall teach you in the same hour what you ought to say."
In that very same hour, the righteous spirit will teach you what you ought to say. And that's very important that we have to make sure we just talk what we ought to say. But in 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 11, do that mean that we run off at the mouth? Do that mean we run off at the mouth? Let's see what 1 Peter says that you must, that you ought to say. Israel.
The book of 1 Peter, chapter 4, verse number 11 reads, book of 1 Peter 4, verse number 11, if any man or woman speak, let them speak as the oracles of Yahuwah. If any man or woman minister, let them do it as of the ability which Yahuwah giveth. That Yahuwah in all things may be honored through Yahuwah the Son. To be praised and dominion forever and ever. Hallelujah, Yahuwah.
That's excellent. And Deuteronomy is there, Brother Yahdai. Let's look at the heavenly tablets for a minute. Deuteronomy chapter 19, verse 16. Let's see, we're trying to, well, but we're trying to go around the side, though, to get there. Very important that those are the six anointed consistent real carefully on what we're trying to go around and get to. Deuteronomy chapter 19, verse 16 through 19 there, Brother Yahshua Israel.
Book of Deuteronomy chapter 19, verse number 16 through 19 reads. Book of Deuteronomy chapter 19, verse number 16. If a false witness rise up against any man or woman to testify against them that which is wrong, verse 17, then both that man and woman between whom the controversy is shall stand before Yahuwah, before the priests and the judges, which shall be in those days. Verse 18, and the judges shall make diligent inquisition, and behold, if the witness be a false witness, and hath testified falsely against his brother or sister. Verse number 19, then shall you do unto him as he had thought to have done to his brother or sister. So shalt thou put evil away from among you.
And the wisest man in the world picked up on that statement in the 19th chapter of Proverbs, and he said something pertaining to that same conversation. And what he says in the 19th chapter of Proverbs 3, 4, and 5, what did he say behind what you just got through reading there, Brother God Israel?
The book of Proverbs, chapter 19. Verse number 3, verse number 4 and 5 reads, Book of Proverbs, chapter 19, verse number 3. The foolishness of a man or woman perverted their way, and his mind fretted against Yahuwah. Verse 4, will make him many friends, but the poor is separated from his neighbor. Verse 5, a false witness shall not be unpunished, and he or she that speaketh lies shall not escape.
He that speaketh lies will not escape. So he that speaketh lies will not escape. That's what he just said. So now, we want to go a little further on that, Brother Yahshua Israel. Let's run to, let's see what Yahuwah says in Luke chapter 9, verse 54. Chapter 9, verse 54.
Book of Luke chapter 9, verse number 54 reads. Book of Luke 9, verse 54. When his followers, disciples, James and John saw this, they said, Yahuwah, wilt thou that we command fire to come down from heaven and consume them, even as Elisha did?
So he said, should we have fire come down? Once you have fire come down from heaven, take care of that problem. And then he answered it in Luke chapter 18, verse 7 and 8. Let's see. The question was, should we do it that way, once you have some fire come down and just take care of that business? Let's see what he says in, let me get a little bit more out of there. Give me another verse out of there, Brother Yahshua. I need another verse. In that ninth chapter, verse 54, I need just a little bit more. Give me a little bit more out of that ninth chapter.
The book of Luke 9. Verse number 10, verse number 55. But he turned and rebuked him and said, you know not what manner of spirit you are of.
Did he say anything else? I think I'm looking for him to say something to his purpose. He got a purpose on the table, see, right? I want to hear a little bit more. What else did he say?
Verse 56. For the Son of Man did not come to destroy men and women's lives, but to save them. and they went to another village.
So you see, you know, we come on these networks. We come on this network to save a people. We come to save a people that is that got some 1811 in them. They got some 1811 there, Brother Yahdai Israel, in the Luke 1811. See, we come on this network six nights a week, and we come to save a people. And 1811 says what? Luke.
The book of Luke, chapter 18, verse number 11 reads, the Pharisee stood and prayed thus with himself, Yahweh, thank you that I am not as other men or women are, extortioners, unjust, adulterers, or even as this publican.
Now, back up to Matthew's chapter 18, verse 11. Let's see what it says in Matthew chapter 18, verse 11. So, and when we stand back off of this, we're going to see what he's saying and what he's not saying. In 18, verse 11 says what there, Brother Yahdai Israel? What it says in 18, verse 11?
Book of Matthew's 18, verse number 11. For the Son of Man is come to save that which was lost.
So, and we cannot be like the other 17 nations. We cannot be like the other 17 nations because he got a specific job on the people to save them that are lost. So, let's run and look what he says in the book of Psalms, chapter 147, verse 15, get down to 19 and 20. Psalms 147, verse 15, 19 and 20 says what?
The book of Psalms, chapter 147, verse number 15, verse number 19, verse number 20 reads, book of Psalms, chapter 147, verse number 15. He sendeth forth his Torah instructions upon the earth. His word runneth very swiftly. Verse number 19. He showed his word unto Jacob, his statutes and his judgments unto Israel. Verse 20. He have not dealt so with any nation, that for his judgments they have not known them. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah, Yahweh. So, his word run swiftly. His word run swiftly, I see, Ray. But his word ain't gonna make too many friends. You can believe that. So and he said, I did not come to, I come to save a people. He come to save a people. That what he came. And what people did he come to save in 15:24 of Matthew? Matthew 15:24. Because the reason why we go in this direction, because you know, the only way the seer can continue, he have to say something good about everybody because he came to save everybody. But I understand that is emotional understanding, that is not Bible understanding. So what we trying to do is you do what you got to do, you know, because the box tail hell being lit. But understand one thing, the Bible will be taught sooner or later by this ministry. I can take it for ministry. Banquet hall and your own radio station, because one thing about it, we're not going to compromise on what he's given us, because if because if you compromise, you're going to lose your position in him. Keep that in your mind. So now, what are we reading that, Brother Yahdai Israel?
Book of Matthew, chapter 15, verse number 24 reads, "But he answered and said, I am not sent, but unto the lost sheep of the family of Israel."
So he just said, and who sent him was the Father. So who sent him was the Father, and he did tell the followers called disciples about that. And he says something to them in the 12th chapter, verse 46 through 50. He looked them eyeball to eyeball, and he said something to them because he knew that he had to get back where he came from. So he said something to them in 12, 46 through 50. What did he say there, Brother Yahdai Israel and St. John?
The book of St. John, chapter 12, verse 46 through 50 reads, Book of St. John, chapter 12, verse number 46. I have come, a light into the world, that whosoever believe on me should not abide in darkness. Verse number 47. If any man or woman hear my words and believe not, I judge them not. For I came not to judge the world of Israel, but to save the world of Israel. Verse 48. He that rejected me and received not my words, have one that judged them. The word that I have spoken, the same shall judge them in the last day. Verse 49. For I have not spoken of myself, but Yahweh the Father which sent me, he gave me a commandment what I should say and what I should speak. Verse 50. And I know that his commandment, Torah instructions, is life everlasting. Whatsoever I speak, therefore, even as Yahweh the Father said unto me, so I speak.
But all that good talk, then he said to them, as he was getting ready to go back up, according to St. John, in the 6th chapter, he said something in St. John chapter. He made a profound statement there by Israel. He said something to them in verse 62. St. John 6, verse 62. And what did he say there, Brother Yahdai Israel?
The book of St. John chapter 6, verse 62 reads, "Wherein if you shall see the Son of Man ascend up where he was before."
So the Son of Man is going back where he was before. And in the 14th chapter, his final thoughts, looking at him eyeball to eyeball, he said something in 14 verse 12. He said in 14 verse 12.
St. John, chapter 14, verse number 12 reads, "Truly, truly, I say unto you, he is she that believeth on me. The works that I do shall they do also. And greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father."
So he says, he going to the Father. That's what he said he's going to do. I'm going to the Father. But in Malachi 4:4-6. But then he reached back and pulled some prophecy down. He pulled a little prophecy down there in the book of Malachi. He pulled a little prophecy down. And what did he say in Malachi chapter 4, verse 4-6? What did he say there, Brother Yahdai Israel?
Book of Malachi 4, verse number 4-6 reads, Book of Malachi chapter 4, verse number 4. "Remember you the Torah instructions of Moses, my servant, which are commanded unto him in Horeb for all Israel, with the statutes and judgment." Verse number 5. "Behold, I send you Elijah, the seer, before the coming of the great and dreadful day of Yahweh." verse 6. And he shall turn the mind of the fathers to their children, families. The mind of the children, families to their fathers. He shall come and smite the earth with a curse.
Mm-hmm. And in Matthew 24, 13 and 14 says what there, Brother Yahgai Israel? What do Matthew chapter 24, verse 13 and 14 says?
The book of Matthew 24, verse number 13, verse number 14 reads, book of Matthew 24, verse 13, for he or she that shall endure unto the end, the same shall be saved. Verse 14, this covenant of the kingdom shall be taught in all the world for a witness unto all nations, and then shall the end come.
Mm-hmm. So he says, this covenant. Now we got to find out what is this covenant that got to be dealt with throughout all the nations. Now, let's go back to, he said, this got to be taught to all the nations. Now, in Matthew chapter 28, let's hear it again, 28:8-20. He said, now, this covenant got to be taught to all the nations. That's what he said. But then, now he could make his, he could go up and away. Now, he could go up and away. Let's see what he says in 28 chapter, verse 18, down to verse 20 of Matthew, brother, Yahgai Israel, see right.
Book of Matthew 28, verse number 18 through 20 reads. Book of Matthew 28, verse number 18. Yahweh the Son came and spake unto them, saying, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Verse 19. Go you therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son, of the righteous spirit. Verse 20. Teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world.
Mm-hmm. So that's a pretty good presentation. So now he was telling the 12 what they got to do. He said, now listen, I'm taught you well. So now you got to go and teach all nations. Is that what you got to do? You got to go teach all nations now, 12 followers. You got to go teach disciples. So you got to teach all nations. That's what you got to do. Now that's what you got to do, teach all nations. Now, that's real good. Right there, that's real nice. You got to go teach all nations. Now let's run to, Six Anointed Camps, make a note of that. It was commanded by the Almighty Yahweh that you got to go teach all nations. Never forget that. Now we go on to the second book of Ezra. We're going to see what was told to the seer in the second book of Ezra. We're going to the third chapter, but keep that in your mind. It was prophesied, not only prophesied, it was told directly to the 12. Their job is to teach all nations. And he says, if you do so, I'm with you to the end. That's what he said, I'm with you to the end. Now we go on and look at 2 Ezra chapter 3, and we'll take it down to verse 21. Well, I don't need 21. Just take it, I'll tell you what, just get the rolling. I think the folks I want to go with 16 because I don't want to get off into but one specific thing. Second Ezra chapter 3, verse 10 through 16. Listen real good what he said now. Remember what you just got through here in Six Anointed Camps. You got to teach all nations. You got to make sure you teach all nations this. But now let's go in Second Ezra. We're going to and see what was told to him in the third chapter, 10 through 16. What it say in 2 Ezra chapter 3, 10 through 16, brother Yahgai Israel, come on.
The book of 2 Ezra chapter 3, verse number 10 through 16 reads, 2 Esdras 3, verse number 10. And it came to pass in every of them that was as death was to Adam, so was the flood to these. Verse number 11. Nevertheless, one of them thou leftest, namely Noah, with his household, family, of whom came all righteous men. Verse 12. And it happened that when they that dwelt upon the earth began to multiply, that got them many children, and were a great people, they began again to be more unyakwali than the first. Verse 13. And when they lived so wickedly before you, you did choose you a man from among them, whose name was Abraham. Verse 14. Him you loved, and unto him only you showed it your will. Verse 15. And made us an everlasting covenant with him, promising him that thou wouldest never forsake his seed. Verse 16. Now to him thou gavest Isaac, and unto Isaac also thou gavest Jacob and Esau. As for Jacob, you did choose him to you, and put by Esau. And so Israel, Jacob, became a great multitude.
Now that word called put by, now that put by, that soften that word up, that word called reject. That word is reject. And Brother Yagdai Israel, and you know that too. So he rejected Esau. That's bottom line. He rejected Esau. See, Esau was rejected. It was told by the seer to be plainly with this thing. Esau was rejected. And Esau, not only Esau was rejected. In 1 Chronicles chapter 1, something else was rejected. Not only Esau was rejected, but so was rejected when we teach the way we teach. We go on to 1, verse number 35 and 36. Not only Esau was rejected, but we just do 35 and call it a day, because all the rest of them is descendants after him. 1:35. Not only was Esau was rejected, according to the seer was told. He's an iron seer. Keep one thing in your mind. The descendants of Esau is rejected. That's right. So when he said, teach all nations, and if he don't reject a people, and you don't teach what he got written in his Bible, that's going to be on you. Let's see what it says in 1 verse 5, and that's why we say what we say, and here go why we say what we say that we can read.
The book of 1 Chronicles, chapter 1, verse number 35 reads, the sons of Esau, Eliphaz, Reuel, Jashub, Jalim, and Korah.
So the sons of Esau and his five sons, because there go his five sons. So what he had rejected was Esau and his five sons. So he had rejected Esau and his five sons. So now you clear, so Esau and his five sons got some in the regular book of Ecclesiastes on them today, 4:16. So Esau and his five sons have been rejected, according to the ministering spirit of Yahuwah telling Ezra to put it in the book and to make sure Ezra was on 1 Ezra 8 verse, to make sure he was on point. Let's show you what kind of man Ezra was in 1 Ezra 8, 3 down to verse number. Let's read a bit till we get our point. Now, we're going to talk about Ezra, because the ministering spirit came to Ezra to let him know, put in the book, that I'm going to be dealing with one seed, Jacob's seed. Esau and his five sons have been rejected. You make sure you tell them that. Now, what kind of man was Ezra in 8, verse 3, 4, and 5? What did it say now? 8, 3 through 5.
The book of 1 Ezra, chapter 8, verse 3 through 5 reads, book of 1 Ezra 8, verse number 3. This Ezra went up from Babylon as a scribe, being very ready in the Torah instructions of Moses that was given by the Yahuwah of Israel. Verse number 4. And the king did him honor, for he found mercy in his sight in all his requests. Verse 5. There went up with him also certain of the family of Israel, of the priests, the Levites, of the righteous singers, porters and ministers of the temple unto Yahdah Judah.
So Ezra went up very ready, and he had the council members with them, and they had some 1 Corinthians 1, verse 10. Now they went with him. They went with him. They went with Ezra. For Ezra was a scribe, he was baby ready, and Yahweh appointed him. So you got there around him was baby ready. They was baby ready to see Ray. And they had some 1 Corinthians 1 verse 10 on it. So what that mean by 1 verse 10? I'm sorry, Israel.
The book of 1 Corinthians 1 verse number 10. Now I beseech you, brothers and sisters, by the name of our Yahuwah, Yahuwah the Son, that you all speak the same thing, that there be no division among you, but that you be perfectly joined together in the same mind, in the same judgment.
And the one that Ezra had with him, they had the same mind, and they was about one judgment. And they was able to smell out anything on the table and didn't mind hurting your feelings. They understood what it says in 1 Timothy 5, 1, 2, 19, and 20. They understood it because they was on one mind. And what was passed down was time of understanding. Key to what got to be done with the six anointed counts, you have to be up on a one mind and one understanding. Scripture tells the story that everybody must be of one mind and one understanding. They be thumbing around with this thing. What are we reading there, Brother Yahdah Israel?
The book of 1 Timothy, chapter 5, verse number 1, 2, verse number 19 and 20. Book of 1 Timothy 5, verse number 1. Rebuke not the elder, but entreat him as a father, and the younger men as brethren. Verse 2. The elder woman as mothers, the younger as sisters with all purity. Verse number 19. Against the elder, receive not an accusation, but before two or three witnesses. Verse 20. Them that sin rebuke before all, that others also may fear.
And 1 John, right side of book 3:15 says what? And what do 1 John chapter 3, verse 15 say?
Book of 1 John, chapter 3, verse number 15 reads, whosoever hateth his brother or sister is a murderer. You know that no murderer hath eternal life abiding in them.
So if you hate your brother or your sister, you are a murderer. And guess what? You ain't got nothing coming. Because you got specific people do a specific job. You might not like the way we bring what we bring, but everything we're going to bring out of the six anointed camps is going to be scripture-wise. You might not like it, but we're going to tell you what this man is giving us to tell the six anointed camps before we get our major attack on the known world in the word of Yahuwah after we get the one accord and can prove you're upon the one accord through the order of that's why when we come on the network, we in 2 Corinthians, and that's why we come on with one mind and one understanding, and 3:12. What do we do there in 3:12, that Brother Yahdai Israel? 2 Corinthians 3:12. 2 Corinthians 3:12.
The book of 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse number 12 reads, seeing then that we have such hope, we use great plainness of speech.
We will give you plainness of speech. We were by quoting the high institutions or trying to make sure our words come out right. We just read them and go from there. But we're going to make it plain to the ones got an ear to hear. So, and what we do in St. John 3:11, and this is what we do in St. John 3:11. Listen good.
The book of St. John, chapter 3, verse number 11 reads, book of St. John 3, verse number 11, truly, truly, verily, verily, I say unto you, we speak that we do know, and testify that we have seen, and you receive not our witness.
And when we speak on what we know. Because what we know, we're going to be able to read it first and comment on it. And 2 Corinthians 11, verse 6 says what? What does it say in 2 Corinthians 11, verse 6?
The book of 2 Corinthians, chapter 11, verse number 6 reads, but though I be rude in speech, yet not in knowledge, but we have been thoroughly made manifest among you in all things.
Mm-hmm. Although we might be, Brother Yahdai Israel, he rapped his voice, Brother Yahdai Israel, but we be rude in speech, you know, because read why we rude in speech, because in Ephesians chapter 6, it tells us what we have to do according to the book. It tells us in Ephesians how we got to conduct ourselves. It tells us in the 6th chapter there, Brother Yahdai Israel. And we'll pick it up verse 17. Let's see what it tells us how we're supposed to conduct ourselves in Ephesians chapter 6. We might well read 12:13, then we'll skip down to verse 17. We might well get warmed up a little bit. And Ephesians chapter 6, verse 11 through 13. Then we'll skip down to 17, and we'll take it down to verse number 20. That's what we do. We're looking at Ephesians chapter 6, 11 through 13, then 17 through 20. That sounds pretty good there, Brother Yahdai Israel. Now, because we ain't got to worry about it. Yeah. Chapter 6, 1-13, 17-20. That's my final verdict. Come on.
The book of Ephesians, chapter 6, verse number 11 through 13, 17-20 reads. Book of Ephesians 6, verse number 11. Put on the whole armor of Yahweh, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. Verse 12. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against the spiritual wickedness in high places. Verse 13. Wherefore take unto you the whole armor of Yahweh, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day. And having done all to stand. Verse 17. Take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of Yahweh. Verse 18. Praying always with all prayer and supplications in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all the saints, the 12 tribes of Israel. Verse number 19. And for me, that utterance may be given unto me, that I may open my mouth boldly to make known the mystery of the covenant. Verse 20, for which I am an ambassador in bond, that therein I may speak boldly as I ought to speak.
Hey, we got to speak boldly when it comes down to some dust edge Jacquasi, Reagan, because we got a job to do. And I want to come back again at Malachi 4, verse 6 again. I want to come back and read Malachi 4, verse 6. So it got to be a ministry out here that boldly, and they got the president itself boldly, it's not just run up out at the mouth. You got to let the scriptures do the talking. You know, you got to let the Bible do the talking, and then y'all will be in there with you. Let's see the same as in Malachi 4, verse 6.
The book of Malachi, chapter 4, verse number 6 reads, Book of Malachi 4, verse number 6, He shall turn the mind of the fathers to their children, family, the mind of the family, the children, to their fathers. He shall come and smite the earth with a curse.
And that verse is pulled in 11:52 of St. John. What do you mean gonna turn the children back, the father back to the children, the children back to the father? What is all that rambling going on? And all what you understand something, try to run and go to 11:52 and see what he's talking about. Let's see what he's talking about in our St. John 11:52 there, Brother Yahshua Israel.
The book of St. John, chapter 11, verse number 52 reads, Book of St. John 11, verse 52. And not for that nation only, but that also ye should gather together in one the children of Yahuwah that were scattered abroad.
Mm-hmm. So that is talking about children of Yahuwah that scattered abroad. So he got to gather them as one. So how is he planning on doing that? Known as 2 Chronicles 19, 1, 2, 9, and 10. Now, so we find out that it was told that it got to be a gathering first. As a matter of fact, the gathering got to be Zephaniah 2, verse 1, and the gathering got to be the children that spread abroad, and it got it written in Zephaniah 2, 1, and whatever we just said a minute ago, we're coming right back to that again. But the gathering got to be to the children that's scattered abroad. So how is this gonna happen, C. Ray? How is it gonna happen? Let's see what it says in Zephaniah 2:1.
The book of Zephaniah, chapter 2, verse number 1 reads. Book of Zephaniah, chapter 2, verse number 1. Zephaniah 2, verse number 1. Gather yourself together. You gather together, O nation, not desire.
Mm-hmm. So he's saying the nation got to gather themselves together that is not desired. You got to gather yourself together, O nation, not desired. That's what he said. That's what you got to do. You got to gather yourself together, old nation, not desire, see, right? So the nation you're talking about is a nation that was scattered, see, right? It's a nation that is scattered. And the prophecy of the nation that is scattered is in the 11th chapter, verse 12, by the mouth of the seer. Isaiah 11, verse 12. So the nation that got to be gathered together is a nation that is scattered, see, right? That's the nation got to be gathered together. Now, how is this supposed to happen? It's got to be gathered together. Is it all? We're going to take a look at and see in 11 verse 12 of Isaiah about the nation not desired, but they are scattered. Let's see what it says over here in the 11th chapter, verse 12 of Isaiah.
The book of Isaiah, chapter 11, verse number 12. He shall set up an ensign for the nations. He shall assemble the outcasts of Israel. and gather together the dispersed of your God Judah from the four corners of the earth.
So this gathering first have to start with the children of Israel. The children of Israel is a split kingdom, but the one that really is scattered in the four corners of the earth is Yahdah Judah. Now that brings me to what we want to get at out of the book of Nature Have No Color Line, chapter 10 there, Brother Yahdah Israel. Now we can go to 10 and pick it up where it read at the bottom of chapter 10, where it said the last line talks about black but calmly and burnt by the sun, then go right off into it, right off from under that. Now, so listen. So now, the nation not desire is a people that is scattered. That means no nation care none about this nation. Nobody care none about this nation that got to be gathered together that are scattered, see, right here. They are scattered. Now, we want to go to Nature Has No Color Line by J.A. Rogers. And we'll find out what the 10th chapter there, Brother Yahdah Israel. You see what again, the last two lines there didn't go right off into that. I won't talk about that. Got it, Brother Yahdah Israel.
You said the last two lines in the chapter.
Where it says black but calmly and burnt by the sun. You see that right there? You see that right there? Then you're going right off into what Witt said. So you see that part right there, Brother Yahdah Israel?
No, my eyes haven't landed on it yet, see ya.
In the 10th chapter?
Yeah, I mean, 10th chapter, page 189.
Okay. Well, I tell you what, we'll put that off the side for a minute. And if you all try to do a little peep at it, we'll get back with that. What about page 123? Let's run to page 123 then. Let's see what it says in 123. We'll get around that for right now. And we'll come back with that later. What
is
that written on page 123?
I'm reading from the book called Nature No Color Line by J.A. Rogers. Page number 123.
I want you to get down where it talks about something happened for time's sake, because, you know, for this broadcast. Something happened around about 1559 or 1526. Then we're going right off into another number, going to be around about 1607 or 1609. Something in that area. I don't want to tell it all there, Brother Yahdah. I want to read it all. So something in that area, they're going to talk about something. And I just want to hear a little bit there about it, Brother Yahdah. Can you work from there, Brother Yahdah? Because we don't rehearse nothing. We don't set up nothing. We just go by it the way it led. So can you give me some out of that, Brother Yahdah Israel, C. Ray?
On page 123, I don't see no dates there, but I read a couple of paragraphs and see if it spring true to you.
Okay.
It reads, Strabo, 30 B.C., said the people of Western Judah were part Egyptian ancestry. But he says, although the inhabitants are mixed up thus, the most prevalent of the accredited reports in regard to the temple at Yahdah Judah represent the forefathers of the present Judah, Yahdah Judah, and they are called Egyptians, Tadikas.
Hold that point, brother. Well, hold that point. So we'll get back at that later. But we just give you a little tidbit of it. They reached Virginia around about 1526. And there was a man that had him up under colonies. His name is D-A-Y-L-L-O-N. But the colony had about 500. They broke up and they rebelled and stuff like that. But I want to get a little further in there. Around 1607, in 1607 out of that book, see one thing about it, the newer the book is, the more they'll move pages around. It talks about something happened in 1607 that the same people of Negro, they came to Virginia and they was there and they came, but they came from Portugal and Spain. And they was already there around about 1607. They was already there. They had reached Virginia, but they was already was sent out by the king, had them forced them out of Portugal and Spain, and they made it all the way over to these colonies over here, and they was around West California. They was in that area, then they migrated to Virginia, and around about 1607, they was already... But they was called Negroes over there. Negroes over there. Negroes, Spaniards, and Portuguese. And they reached Virginia. And they was already in west part of California in 1526. And by the time they migrated and got down to Virginia in 1607, they was already there. But they was clear that they came out of Portugal and Spain, and they was already called was Negroes, and they put on them Europeans. So they was already identified themselves out of the Iberia Peninsula as from Portugal and Spain, and they was there in 1607. They was already there. So they got to stand them up a little bit in nature. They have no color line on the page you're on, but it's in there, but they don't stand it up. But what I'm trying to tell you, the children of Yah God Judah was already there before you bring up the 1619 is records of the children of Yah God Judah being in every nation upon the sun. And they were dealing with the northern kingdom that was already in the land since way in the BCs. So that's the point we're trying to bring, but we'll get at that when we can basically eyeball to eyeball on that a little bit later. So we'll leave that right there. And then another thing we're going to look at out of the American Dictionary, but they use words, and in the 1828 dictionary, or Noah Webster Dictionary, they give you the definition of the word called Swati, or Swati, S-W-A-R-T-H-Y. It let you know that it's a brown, many shades of brown complexion, which you call black. And Benjamin Franklin talks about that out of his book, too, about the peoples. And we're going to bring all that out, too, but we're not going to worry about it right there. We just gave you a tidbit of things. So what we're trying to show you soundly is that when you're about Yahweh's business, you will have to teach what Yahweh give you, not trying to win favors with the pastor on the back from the other 17 nations. Because Yahweh tell you, if you say, I got you, I got you. But it got to be a ministry to flat out do some teaching and do not have a spirit of the book called Judges 2, 1 and 2. If you got the spirit of, another spirit came from heaven and he looked the whole 12 tribes up on the whole shield, eyeball to eyeball, and he said something to them in 2, verse 1 and 2. And see what he said in Judges 2, verse 1 and 2. What did he say there, Brother Yahweh Israel?
Book of Judges 2, verse number 1 and 2. Book of Judges, chapter 2, verse number 1. And a minister spirit of Yahweh came up from Gilgal to Bochim and said, I made you to go up out of Egypt. And I brought you unto the land which I swear unto your fathers. And I said, I will never break my covenant with you. Verse number 2. And you shall make no league with the inhabitants of this land. You shall throw down their altars. If you have not obeyed my voice, why have you done this?
He said, and you have obeyed my voice. Now, he said, you not heard my, you have not obeyed my voice. Why have you done this? That's what he said. And guess where the voice at right now, see, right in the 13th chapter, verse 20, 6 and 7. 27 is the key verse. And now, guess where the voice at right now? But he said, you haven't obeyed the voice, see, right? The problem is you haven't obeyed the voice, and the voice is always somewhere. And we're going to Acts 13, 26 and 27, and let's find out about the voice today. What a voice at today there, Brother Yahdai Israel. You're on the clock. Come on. 13, 26, and 27 of Acts.
The book of Acts, chapter 13, verse 26, verse 27 reads, Acts 13, verse 26, men and brethren, family of the stock of Abraham, and whosoever among you fear of Yahweh, to you is the word of this salvation sent. Verse 27. For they that dwell in Yahdah Judah, and their rulers, because they knew not him, nor yet the voices of the seers, which are read every Sabbath day.
Voices of the seers read every Sabbath day, see, read. But you haven't obeyed. And that's why it was prophesied in the 28th chapter. Remember we read about the word called all nations. But we go on and look at the foundation of Deuteronomy 28. And we're going to look at verse number 1. And then we'll skip down to verse number 25. Listen real good what he got written in Deuteronomy 28. Verse 1, and we'll skip down to verse 25. Listen good. Deuteronomy 28, verse 1 and 25. Come on.
Book of Deuteronomy, chapter 28, verse number 1 and verse number 25 reads, Book of Deuteronomy 28, verse number 1. It shall come to pass, if you shall hearken diligently unto the voice of Yahweh your Yahweh, to observe to do all his Torah instructions, which I command you this day, Yahweh your Yahweh will set you on high above all nations of the earth. Verse 25, Yahweh shall call you to be smitten before your enemies. You shall go out one way against them and flee seven ways before them. You shall be removed into all the kingdoms of the earth.
He said you're going to be removed in all the kingdoms of the earth. So you remember we said go out and teach all nations? Because the bottom line is, see, right? In the 30th chapter, 1, 2, 3 of Jeremiah will seal the deal. So he says, go and teach all nations, and I'll be with you wherever you go. And we've been destroyed by upon the banner of Christianity. And we'll show you shortly what we mean by that. But when he told you, go teach all nations, see, right? And they'll take that verse and see, and they'll tell you, 6 and 9 accounts, you don't never teach about nobody else got a chance, and that's why we cut you off. Because you never say nothing about everybody else, and he told the disciple to teach all nations. Yeah, he did tell them to teach all nations. But we just read the prophecy of what he was talking about. And then when we go and precept that to the 30th chapter and look at 1, 2, and 3, it'll tell us, in fact, just read verse 3. Verse 3 says what? 30 verse 3, Brother Yahdai Israel. We'll just cut into that, and we'll just look at what it says in Jeremiah chapter 30. And remember, he was raised from the womb to say this. So what he says in verse number 3 and 4. Look what he says in 3 and 4. Jeremiah says, we just want to quote what he says. What he say in 33 and 4 there, Brother Yahdai Israel?
The book of Jeremiah chapter 30, verse number 3, and verse number 4 reads, Jeremiah 30, verse 3, For lo, the days come, saith Yahweh, that I will bring again the captivity of my people, Israel, northern kingdom, and Yahweh Judah, the southern kingdom, saith Yahweh. And I will cause them to return to the land that I gave their fathers, and they shall possess it. Verse number 4. And these are the words that thou shalt speak concerning. And these are the words that Yahweh spake concerning Israel, northern kingdom, and concerning Yahweh Judah, the southern kingdom.
Give me that verse 4 again. Give a little bit more there, Brother Yahweh Israel. I can stand just a little bit more. Preach that verse 4 again, that Brother Yahweh Israel, because all I heard was concerning northern kingdom, Israel. I need to hear a little bit more, Brother Yahweh Israel. Fuck me just a little bit, Brother Yahweh Israel. 30 verse 4.
The book of Jeremiah 30, verse number 4. These are the words that Yahweh spake concerning Israel, northern kingdom, and concerning Yahweh Judah.
You don't know where I'm going with this. 30 verse 4 again, Brother Yahweh Israel.
The book of Jeremiah 30, verse number 4. These are the words that Yahweh spake concerning Israel, the northern kingdom, and concerning Yahweh Judah, the southern kingdom.
Yes. And what did he tell them, and what did he say in verse 17?
Verse number 17. For I will restore health unto you. I will heal you of your wounds, saith Yahweh, because they call you an outcast, saying, This is Yahweh Judah, whom no man seeketh after.
See, the man, he do some pretty nice talking. And let's go to from Timbuktu to Timbuktu, from Babylon to Timbuktu there, brother. Yahweh. It's more ways kind of get at things, and so we'll go to Babylon to Timbuktu, and we're gonna listen to what he got to say, and we're gonna look at page 126, and we're gonna pick it up around about they talk some good stuff here. I'll pick it up at the second paragraph when the word is Horrendous. Pick it up right there. Just give me two paragraphs there. We're not gonna get too much out of it, Brother Yahweh is, but we're gonna get a lot out of it. So on page 126 there, pick it up around about Horrendous, and then we're gonna pick it back up at the second paragraph where it says at this time. What is that, Brother Yahweh Israel? What's going on? Let's read a little bit of this. Come on.
I'm reading from the book entitled From Babylon to Timbuktu by Rudolph R. Windsor, page number 23, page number 126, paragraph 2. Horrendous conditions like these and much worse compel many of Yahweh Judah to escape secretly out of the countries. These black Yahweh Judahs went to Portuguese colonies, possessions in Western Africa. Remember that the Portuguese colonies in Western Africa were Guinea, St. Tom Island, Senegal, Angola, and a few islands near the African coast. During the persecution in Portugal, thousands of Yahweh Judah left the country. Yahweh Judah were leaving the country in such large numbers that in 1499, and 1531, the king published a decree forbidding the new Christian, Black Yahweh Judah, from leaving Portugal without special permission. At this time, many of Yahweh Judah became Christians out of fear. Many of them were known as secret of Yahweh Judah, practicing the way of Yahweh Judah in secret under the guise of Christianity. Some writers call these Yahgah Judah nominal Christians. Yahgah Judah who are Christians in name only, but practice the way of Yahgah Judah in secret.
So you see, many of Yahgah Judah became Christians. That means they had to put a step in Fletcher when they was among the 17 nations, and so they had to practice Christians. Now, all of a sudden, now, we not only practice Christians, we Christians. You see what I'm saying? So back in the days, your forefathers and mothers, they practiced it because they knew they had to Acts 26. Let's see what it got written in Acts 26 there, Brother Yahdai Israel. What it says in Acts 26, it's 1 and 2. Acts 26, 1 and 2. What it says Yahdai Israel?
The book of Acts 26, verse number 1 and verse number 2 reads, Acts 26, verse number 1.
Verse 1 and 2.
Book of Acts 26, verse number 1.
Oh, yeah, Yahdai Israel, Acts 26, verse 1 and 2.
Book of Acts 26, verse number 1. Then Agrippa said unto Paul, you are permitted to speak for yourself. Then Paul stretched forth the hand and answered for himself. Verse number 2. I think myself happy, King Agrippa, because I shall answer for myself this day before you touching all things, whether well, I am accused of Yahgah Judah.
Mm-hmm. So Paul had to, he got himself in a, that we have to ask to speak. I'm happy that you gave me opportunity to speak. So you see how we got ourselves in a predicament now, see, Ray, that 17 nations got us in a predicament where that we have to be happy to speak. Thank you for giving me permission to be happy to speak. You see? So you see what we on? When we became Christians, your forefathers and mothers, they done it up under persecution to become Christians. But they had to shuffle their feet in front of the almighty 17 nations. But when they got in, they just fell all down on the floor and said, oh, Yahweh, you know we didn't want to say what we said. But now we ain't got no problem saying what we say because we don't know our history of your forefathers and mothers, that they are done everything they can to not be. Now let's come back to page 127, Brother Yahdai Israel. Because David Livingstone got a book, he said some things too. We just gonna cut it short. We really wanna get old gospel, but we gonna leave him out. Get down to where it says when the last paragraph in 127. For time's sake, I really like to get me a little bit more of this right here. But for time's sake, where it says when David Livingstone said what? What Livingstone said what? What did he say?
I'm reading from Babylon and Timbuktu by Rudolf R. Windsor, page number 127. Paragraph number 2 reads, when David Livingstone was in Africa, he discovered a settlement of educated blacks about the year 1847. They were located inland about 200 miles from the Lauda coast and are known as the Yahgah Judahs of Angola. These blacks of Yahgah Judah were active in commerce, eager to learn, possessed much knowledge of Portuguese history and law. In their commercial enterprise, Yahgah Judah penetrated into inland hundreds of miles from the coast, were known also as clerks, writers. Livingstone considered these of Yahgah Judah to be deportees from Portugal. St. Paul, the Laodan, began like St. Tom, as a penal colony for the punishment of criminals. In Portugal, many of these Yagdajudas were considered criminals. Also, many of these black Yagdajudas of the land of Angola, it is said, came from St. Tom Island. All available evidence indicates that Yagdajuda of the Angola coast were Portuguese Yagdajuda outcasts.
Ain't that something? See, the smoking gun section on the camps is that you just can't just let continue to teach that we all came out of Africa, because now you find out that the Portuguese, the Spaniards and the Portuguese was in Northern Kingdom around the Liberia, and they was the one that was put out of Portugal and Spain, and they had a holding place in the area that you just got through hearing about, Angola, St. Thomas. And that's where they train you to be Christians. And see, this is where the training was. Remember, we read earlier, you was trained to be a Christian. And you became very great in what you was doing. But you were doing great in Christianity, see, right? And that's why we got some brothers today, they're doing great in Christianity, see, right? Yeah, they was great. But they was great in Christianity, see, right? See, now, that's what they was great in, see, right? They was great in Christianity, like you catch them today. They got their big cathedrals and everything else, but they're great in Christianity. They're great in Lord God and Jesus and Christianity. See, right? You got to keep that in your mind. Now, remember, they was the outcast. Strike Jeremiah 30, verse 17, one more time. They said it was an outcast. They was the outcast from Portugal, see, right here. But remember one thing. See, you never was taught outcast Portugal and the outcast of Spain was your forefathers and mothers. The one that was ran out of Portugal and Spain and end up in all them countries was, they came out of Portugal and Spain, see, right? But they have duped you to think that you, because you came from them. Suppose you was born in China. Would that make you a Chinese? Huh? If you was born in China. If you was born in China, do that make you a Chinese? Because you was born in China. If you was born in Japan, do that make you a Japanese because you was born in? Huh? If you migrate to there, do that make you that Japanese or Chinese because you there? And on the other hand, if a Chinese or Japanese be born on 43rd Street, do that make him soul brother number 3? No, see, right? Yeah, I don't work like that. You got to understand, you was ran out of your homeland in 586 B.C. You was ran out of your homeland in 70 A.D. You was in every nation upon the sun. You was in Portugal, Spain, and that is called a Liberia Peninsula, descendants of Japhetic land. You've been over there since 1000 B.C. On record, Solomon had a ship of navies there. So, you know, you just can't jump down and agree by saying you Africans. You could have been the bunch that came out of Portugal and Spain from your homeland, Southern Kingdom, Yagdajuda. Huh? And the only way you're going to know these things, you have to pay attention and you have to be clear that you have to become what is written in 5:12 of the book of Hebrew, but we try to call Hebrew. See, this is where we stand at. This is where we stand at. So you don't have to become a Hebrew, but Hebrew 5:12-14. Let's even say that, Brother Yagdai Israel. We're trying to Like I say again, we clear what we got to do. But we try to tell you what you got to do. Let's even say in 5:12-14.
The book of Hebrews, clear the word Hebrews, chapter 5, verse number 12-14 reads. Book of Hebrews. Polluted Hebrews chapter 5, verse number 12. For when for the time you ought to be teachers, you have need that one teach you again, which be the first principles of the oracles of Yahuwah, and are become such as have need of milk and not of strong meat. Verse 13. For everyone that uses milk is unskillful in the word of the Torah instructions, for he or she is a babe. Verse 14, but strong meat belongs to them that are of full age, even those who by reason of youth have their senses exercised to discern both good and evil.
So we're going to precept that because they offend behind that. But we'll precept that to the 17th chapter of Acts. No, I'll tell you what, let's go to Matthew first. Let's go to Matthew and see what he's saying there, Brother Yagdai. Let's go to Matthew 18:1-5. Let's see, can we precept that a little bit? Matthew 18:1-5.
The book of Matthew, chapter 18, verse number 1-5 reads, Matthew 18, verse number 1. The same time came the disciples unto Yahuwah the Son, saying, who is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven? Verse number 2. And Yahuwah the Son called a little child unto him and set them in the midst of him. Verse 3. And said, truly, I say unto you, except you be converted and become as little children, you shall not enter into the kingdom of heaven. Verse number 4. Whosoever therefore shall humble himself as this little child, the same is greatest in the kingdom of heaven. Verse 5. Whosoever shall receive one such little child in my name, receiveth me.
That big talk there, Brother Yagdai Israel. Let's go to Acts 26:26. That big talk you're doing there, Brother Yagdai Israel. You're doing some mighty fine reading. Big talk reading. Acts 26:26
there,
Brother Yagdai Israel.
The book of Acts 26, verse 26 reads, for the king knoweth of these things, before whom also I speak freely, for I am persuaded that none of these things are hidden from him, for this thing was not done in a corner.
See, so this thing was not done in a corner, but now you've been pushed in the corner, and he pulled that verse from, and now, what's in a corner today, but is not in a corner, but is in a corner now, because we totally confused by converting over to something that your forefathers and mothers, they had to step to be that in front of them, but now we are made it a livelihood, Christianity. Right? So they said, look here, we know what we got to do when we're in front of the 17 nation, we're going to put ourselves in that position. It's being a Christian. But one thing about it, soon we know they're out of their sight, we're going to fall out and call on the mighty four-letter man, forgive me. That's what he said. So now he said, this thing ain't been done in the corner, see, right? What do you mean by that? He pulled that verse from the 30th chapter, verse 20, to 22 of Isaiah. That verse was pulled. What is in a corner? What was in a corner, but now they what? 30, verse 20 to 22. What did it say that, Brother Yagdai Israel? All right.
The book of Isaiah, chapter 30, verse number 20 through 22 reads. Book of Isaiah 30, verse number 20. Though Yahuwah give you the bread of adversity, the water of affliction, it shall not your teachers be removed into corners anymore. But your eyes shall see your teachers. Verse 21.
Verse 20-22 there, Brother Yahdai Israel.
The book of Isaiah chapter 30, verse 20-22 reads. Book of Isaiah 30, verse 20. Though Yahweh give you the bread of adversity and the water of affliction, you shall your teachers be removed. You shall not your teachers be removed into corners anymore. But your eyes shall see your teachers. Verse 21. And your ears shall hear a word behind you saying, this is the way. Walk you in it. Will you turn to the right hand and will you turn to the left?
Well, I got delayed a little bit there, Brother Yahdai Israel. So, in the book of Acts chapter 8, verse 29-31 says what? What do Acts chapter 8, verse 29-31 say there, Brother Yahdai Israel? See, you know one thing about it. We're going to take care of this man's business anywhere it goes. That's why we land on where we're coming from. And those that got ear to hear, they'll hear it. Acts chapter 8, 29-31 said what, Brother Yahdai Israel?
The book of Acts chapter 8, verse 29-31 read. Book of Acts 8, verse 29. Then the Spirit said unto Philip, go near. Join yourself to this chariot. Verse 30. Philip ran thither to him and heard him read the seer Isaiah and said, understand you what you readest. Verse 31. He said, how can I, except some man should guide me? And he desired Philip that he should come up and sit with him.
See, we got to understand one thing. When you deal with this Bible, a man must guide you. Honey, you can do the 3:24, make it 21-24 all you want. And so right, 3:21-24. But understand one thing. If you're going to understand this Bible, you can read this Bible all you want in your corner. But unless some man guides you through this book, you're just wasting your time in some dust, says Yahweh. A man must guide you. The mental spirit said that. Spoken straight to the unit. He told Philip, go catch this man. Philip, go catch him. When called, he said, I see you reading, but do you know what you're reading? He said, I can't. Except some man guide me. Understand one thing, see right here. I don't care how much you learn, how much you see, and how much you write down. Yahweh will not put the blessing on you unless a man guides the way. That's the way it is. It's right there. Well, where we getting that from? Acts chapter 8, 29-31. It's right there. What's the reading there, Brother Yahdai Israel?
The book of Sirach chapter 3, verse 21-24 reads. Book of Acts, the book of Sirach chapter 3, verse number 21. Seek not after things that are too hard for you. Either search the things that are above your strength. Verse 22. But what is common commanded you, think thereupon with reverence, for it is not needful for you to see with thine eyes the things that are in secret. Verse 23. Be not curious in unnecessary matters, for more things are shown unto thee than men and women understand. Verse 24, for many are deceived by their own vain opinion, and an evil suspicion have overthrown their judgment.
Read verse 24 again, that Brother Yahdai Israel. What 24 say?
Book of Sirach, chapter 3, verse 24. For many are deceived by their own vain opinion, and an evil suspicion have overthrown their judgment.
And an evil suspicion is Satan the devil, see, right? And Satan the devil have overthrown, and then Satan the devil being overthrown your judgment. We read earlier, Someone, if you hate your brother, you are a murderer, and you ain't getting to the kingdom of Yahweh's heaven. We read that in 1 John 3:15. He are even suspicious, but understand that because certain things are said that you do not like, fix stations, then you have a tendency to pull the plug on old fear. But understand one thing. We only read the Bible, what the Bible says, and we're going to tell it whether you pull the plug on old fear if you don't pull the plug on old fear. But you want to know what the Bible's saying. That's the bottom line. See, so now we're going to close out with one verse there, Brother Yag. What it says, Sirach? Matter of fact, I'll tell you what we'll do. We'll go to Tobit chapter 12:8-18. We just close out with that. We'll say what we be getting ready to say, and we'll catch it on the other side, if it's the other side for those fear. But you stand by, because you might have to do the other side. We don't know. Let's even say in Tobit chapter 12:8-18 now. We're going to listen to the seer. The ministering spirit from Yahweh came. He came down from heaven because he, Tobit was doing some things, and Tobit chapter 12:8 and his son Tobias were doing a few things. They were doing something. Let's see what was going on in 12:8-18 there, Brother Yahdai Israel. Let's see what was going on. And we'll close out with that, but stand by and be ready. Are you prepared? Tobit, chapter 12:8-18. Listen good. Come on.
The book of Tobit, chapter 12:8-18 reads. Book of Tobit 12:8. Prayer is good with fasting and alms and righteousness. A little with righteousness is better than much with unrighteousness. It is better to give alms than to lay up gold. 9. For alms that deliver from death shall purge away all sin. Though the exercise of and righteousness shall be filled with life. 10. But they that sin are enemies to their own life. 11. Surely I will keep close nothing from you. For I said it was good to keep close the secret of a king, but that it was honorable to reveal the works of Yahweh. 12. And therefore, when thou didst pray, and Sirach, your daughter-in-law, I did bring the remembrance of your prayer before the righteous one. When thou did bury the dead, I was with you likewise. 13. And when thou did not delay to rise up and leave your dinner to go and cover the dead, your good deed was not hid from me, but I was with you. 14. And now Yahweh has sent me to heal you and Sarai, your daughter-in-law. 15. And Raphael, one of the 7 righteous minister spirits, which present the prayer of the saints, 12 tribes of Israel, and which go in and out before the greatness of the righteous one, Yahweh the Son. 16. Then they were both troubled and fell upon their faces, for they feared. 17. But he said unto them, fear not, for it shall go well with you. Praise Yahweh, therefore. 18. For not of any favor of mine, but by the will of our Yahweh I came. Therefore praise him forever.
I need to praise you from Yahweh, see you right here. And you praise from Yahweh forever, because what's the invite? Everything that you do, he do see it, and like he came down from heaven to tell old Tobias and his father Tobit. Let me tell you something. When you were doing what you had to do for some Yahweh, we was on top of that every minute. So one thing about it, Steve Ray, you got to stay on top of Yahweh's business, but you got to stay on top of Yahweh's business by one way, as it's written. You got to know what the man's saying. And somebody got to tell it the way it is and let the chips fall where they may. Because there is that little spirit came down, say, from Adam. He, that's exactly what he said. He's from 7 from Adam. He came down to let him know, listen, when you making your move in Yahuwah, don't worry. Yahuwah got you. So make sure clearly that you remember that and find out what Yahuwah is saying, although you can be hit on every side. See? So we'll leave it like that, Brother Yahdai Israel, and we'll get your closing statement, and we'll catch you tomorrow, or stand by, like I said, still stand by, you know, because that's just the way it is. Brother Yahdai Israel, what's your closing statement there? Come on.
Hallelujah, qua, hallelujah, qua, hallelujah, qua. The other way is rolling out. See you, Israel, of Sea Royal. Reworking to the four corners of the globe. Praise his righteous and powerful name. Hallelujah, Yahuwah.
Yahuwah. I'll bring Mr. Tibbs in for his final thoughts on Tate No 56, and we'll come back with the mothers, and we'll go in for the close. So bring Mr. Tibbs back in and his final thoughts and dust says, Yahuwah. And we'll be right back on the case on some more of the land and foundation on where we're trying to go and some dust says, Yahuwah. Tips, you're on the clock for your closing statement. Now come
on. Once again, Yahuwah bless you, Brother Seer Israel, and thank you for bringing me back into tonight's broadcast. As I was listening to everybody rehearsing the Righteous Act, it made me think how often I do that with other people that I try to share the word with. And that's basically all you can do. Is try to reach out to someone and try to pass the word on to them where they can flourish in it and pass it to their loved ones. That's what we try to do, which we often mention, where one touches one. But you often get those that try to twist the word and make it mean something else different, which we often speak of. In the book of Acts, chapter 8, verses 30 to 32, we'll look at something what is said by one prophet. Verse 30, it says, "And Philip ran thither to him, and heard him read the prophet, seer Elias, and said unto him, Thou understand what thou readest. 31, and he said, How can I, except some man should guide me? And he desired Philip that he would come up and sit with him. 32. The place of the scripture which he read was this. He was led like a sheep to slaughter, like a lamb dumb before his shears, so he opened not his mouth." Well, when someone is learning the word and try to change it, they should not open up their mouth or do the Sharak chapter 11, verse 8. Give you an answer for what you're trying to say before you even get the question out to them. And you find that most of the ones that like to bump the gums, this is what they do. In the book of John, chapter 14, verse 26 says, "But to the Comforter, which is the righteous Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring unto your remembrance whatsoever I have said unto you." So as we start to read, we start to learn as we rehearse the Righteous Act, you begin to remember certain verses. Because believe me, there are a lot of preachers I ran into that preached the word to different people, supposedly. And you call to them, "Hey, Mr. Preacher, can you give me one verse out the Bible? Just one." "Can't think of any right offhand, so I'm going to wait till I get my book." Preaching the word every day and can't grasp one verse. Well, in the book of Revelations, chapter 1, verse number 3, says, "Blessed is he that readeth, that they may hear the words of this prophecy, and keep those things which are written therein, for the time at hand is near." Now, we often mention that, you know, time is not in our favor. And we know that because, why? Because the book has told us so. The Bible tells us time is not in our favor. We're not here forever. So we have to grasp Yahuwah's word while we can, so we can get that James 5:20. Because we know we all came to hear the things that most of us can hear, and some listening never can understand, and that's without proper teaching. And that's what we generally do, give proper teaching as it is written. Because there's a lot of us that come for the good of Yahuwah's word. We receive it, commend it, and add unto it, as it was said earlier in our program. And some cast the same word behind their back. Now, if you think about what that does, it's not so good for others learning the word of Yahuwah. We give them names. Actually, the Bible gives them a name. And it says, there are raving wolves in sheep clothing that come just to see who's attending, who's on their side in deceptive thinking, spreading rumors of non-Yahuwah things. And I know many have seen as much. These are the ones that have to realize we're here for one reason. That's who not sits on your left or who sits on your right. To spread rumors, but that's to teach the word of Yahuwah. Because we find that without proper teaching, again, we see something that the Bible mentions. We meet the blind who leads the blind, leading you away from the Bible precepts, the Sabbath days, into their own double-minded thinking. So at this time, we welcome and thank all of you for attending another live broadcast of Yahuwah's ministry, coming to you live and open to you always with new and exciting topics from the King James Bible. First and foremost, about Yahuwah's word, connecting the books for your biblical education, your health, foods that you should eat, and keeping the Sabbath days. And we do this because we know you have knocked, and this is information that you all came to seek. And you found that what you have sought in Yahuwah's ministry, that's open unto you from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. And what days? Sunday, Monday, Wednesday, Thursday. We don't have a class on Tuesday, but we do have a Sabbath class. Now, the top part of the Sabbath is Friday. Our current time starting for that is 7:15 to 10:15. The bottom part of the Sabbath is 12 p.m. That's for the temple class. And the online class starts at 2 to 5 p.m. until the temple members desire to leave. Now, we also have a website address to use. To use this, open up any search engine on any one of your smart devices. Right on the search line, enter www.tribe, that's TRIBEYHDH.com. After you click enter, just under the big line, you'll see some choices. One, which is tithes and offerings. Click PayPal and follow the instructions. On any other device, you possibly may see menu, but after clicking this, again, you'll see choices. Still choose tithes and offerings and follow the same instructions as for previous use. Doing so, remember what it tells all of us in the book of Psalms, chapter 96, verse 7 and verse 8. Verse 7 says, give unto the Yahuwah, O your kindreds of the people. Give unto the Yahuwah glory and strength. 8, give unto the Yahuwah the glory due unto his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts. I always remind everyone when doing this to remember that Yahuwah loves a cheerful giver. And also donations to this ministry is greatly appreciated that you give what's in your mind to keep this ministry bringing you Thus Says Yahuwah live. Also to build a school, a banquet hall, radio station, and land to grow the health foods we continue to speak of on this program. Hallelujah, Yahuwah. Also while there, don't forget to check the calendar, which is currently under construction. We will let you all know when that calendar is up and running. The calendar will help keep you in tune with the feast days that come to you and your family and friends throughout the year. For the live program, this is a feature that's only available during the live broadcast time. To get there, open up any search engine on any one of your devices. This time on the search line, type three words, Yahuwah Radio Live. And after you click enter, look for True Name Teachers. Click the red live button as soon as this appears, and you'll be right into our live online broadcast. We currently have two email addresses. The first is tribe, that's TRIBEYHDH at gmail.com. This is to write your written opinions, questions of a biblical subject answer, or related topics. The other is YHDH, YSR, AEL, thetrueisalightsshow@gmail.com. This is also for biblical subjects or related topics. One note that we'd like to mention as a reminder, please do not call any previous numbers for this year during program time, as not to disturb the words of Yahuwah. We use a few Bible verses to explain why. In the book of Sirach, chapter 11, verse 8 says, "Answer not before I have heard the calls, neither interrupt men in the midst of their talk." The other comes in the book of James, chapter 1, verse 26. 26 says, "If any man, a woman among you, seem to be religious, and bridle not his or her tongue, but deceiveth his or her own mind, this man or woman's religion is vain." But you can imagine, there's still those olds out there that do the opposite of what the scriptures say. Calling during a program announcement or causing some sort of disruption when the words of Yahuwah are being spoken unto you. And I'm beginning to see they just might ignore or may not be familiar with Yahuwah the Son has given us in the book of Matthews, chapter 22, verse 29. 29 says, "Yahuwah the Son answered and said unto them, ye do err, not knowing the scriptures, nor the power of Yahuwah." Also, once again, in addition to what I had mentioned before, do not call us here for a voicemail, email, or text. Generally, usually pretty busy answering many memos that most of us have seen, even having thoughts of running just that memo show. Responding to the WCC, the New York station stockholder, Mr. Cigar Man. And as I mentioned, the most important thing is preparing Yahuwah's lesson before our program starts. Even doing all this work, the seer is only limited by Yahuwah's creation to 100% of what one man can do. So please place all your calls to the international line. You will receive a call back if it's legit, because many of our questions can be answered by one of our anointed camps. Thank you for your consideration. Yahuwah be with you all. Now, the numbers you can righteously call with Yahuwah in mind, the first would be the live conference room number, which is 319-527-6065. The other is 224-600-5579. This is our international number. You can call and leave a message on scriptures you have questions on, which can be answered by any one of the six anointed camps of Yahuwah's ministry. But I guess you might imagine, by now, not this year. He's often tried to exceed Yahuwah's creation of 100% and found that this is impossible. Now, for those of you who have missed the beginning of our program, remember, you can always listen to the entire show at 9:15, of course, except for Fridays. The program time will be repeated, probably near 10:30 due to its start time. Now, to get there, open up any search engine on any one of your systems. Write on the search line in the three words, Yahuwah Radio Live. After clicking enter, look for True Name Teachers. Choose the program that you are late logging into, or any previous day, actually, that you would like to listen. We're also in the process of making it possible, as a reminder, to get a CD or DVD recording of any program by request. You can just call the international line to order any particular day or number of days. Well, the day is another day that we are going to listen to the words of Yahuwah and try to get past the deceptive listeners and all the distractions that cause us to try to be pulled away from the words of Yahuwah. But it won't work, because what's happening, it appears that most that do this have forgot time is not in our favor. But the best is yet to come. They have to remember, we can only do 100% of what one man or one woman that was Yahuwah created to do in this life. And that's if at all possible. Because anyone ever says they've even done 101%, they just lie. Now they're doing the work of another past Yahuwah's creation. Don't forget what was said about the impossible that Yahuwah the Son left us in the book of Matthews, chapter 19, verse 26. 26 says, "But Yahuwah the Son beheld him and said unto them, with men this is impossible, but with Yahuwah all things are possible." So we go along, and we have to know that after we receive lessons from the Bible on how to righteously proceed according to what is written, remember, don't be misled by friendly deception. Yahweh gave man free will, a choice, if you might say, that was written in the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 30, verse 19. 19 says, I call on heaven and earth to record this day against you, that I have set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore choose life, that both thou and thy seed may live. So I know which one I'm going to choose. It makes sense to me. Keep your Bibles open. Choose life. Follow Yahweh's word. I'll pass our program back to our seer Israel and say, hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah. Well, I was asking again on your final thoughts, so we'll catch you tomorrow on the network for some mocha. And one thing about it, we take the time and put the right stuff in the mix for to bring to six anointed counts. Then we will adventure out and take care of more business to come. No doubt about it. Let's see if we find the mothers out of camp one. And Mother Z, Camp 1, Mother of Yagdah, Judah. That's right, Yagdah, Judah. And one thing about a C-Ray, we come humble, we just tell you one thing. You know, it's going to happen. Three are going to be the one to lay down a fatal blow on the known world in the word of Yahweh. And but we prepared to do our part. But one thing about it, once we get the camps to understand that the Bible is right, it ain't a way of getting around the Bible. You can try it. Son knew his part. He couldn't get around the Bible. That's why he said in the 26th chapter, he said, not my will, but thy will, let it be done, because you can't get around it. That same thing we're trying to tell you, see, we can't get around this. This is what we read you, it's what's going to happen. So meet the mothers out of camp one. I see right now on Mother D of Israel, they got a MUTE on Mother D of Israel. She already been muted, blotted out for the night's broadcast. So we're seeking we Mother E. Joe just gonna have to, you know, just run it on in, no doubt about it. But we know somebody going to get mute all the time because of one thing to see right until we wake up to understand one thing. You think you just, did one way, but Yahweh, now you remember that mental spirit told Toby. He said, we've seen every move was made, and we've seen how you stood tall when it was high and heavy. So now we come down to bless you. That's the same thing we have to this ministry, see right here. By doing one thing. Doing what he tell you to do. Mother E, Mother Z. Mother E, Yahweh bless you, El Sea Raya.
Yahweh bless you, Steer Israel, or Steer Roy. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Mother E, Yahweh bless you, El Sea Raya.
Yahweh bless you, Steer Israel, or Steer Roy. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
So you're Mother E. Yahweh be to that sea right here.
Yahweh bless and keep you, see Israel, or you see. Can you hear it?
Yahweh, you be nice and plain now, Mother Z.
Z? Let me get her.
Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Let me get her, maybe.
They're nice and plain.
Let me get her, maybe her phone.
One thing we do, that ain't no cakewalk. This ain't no cakewalk, see, right here. But one thing about it, I tell you one thing, it's already written that the victory is already, it's the sixth anointed council bosses of the true Israelites. But that's why he said over there in that, 23rd chapter of the book of Jesse, He asks Eliezer. He said, Eliezer, what you see? He said, I don't see nothing. Yeah, okay. What about my firstborn son? He said, my firstborn son. He said, my firstborn son. What you see, my firstborn son? In the 23rd chapter of the book of Jasper. He said, I don't see nothing, my father. He said, yeah. He said, Isaac, what you see over there, Isaac? He said, I see a cloud with a big black man and big black feet on it. He said, what you see? Now you keep on coming with me. But my right-hand man, Eliezer, and my firstborn son, you stay back with the ass. That same thing about this ministry right here. This ministry right here is going to take care of Yahweh's business. And because it's written, it's just the one that got an ear to hear and understand one thing. You got to get in where you fit in at, and you got to remember one thing. It ain't about who to your left or who to your right. It's about one thing Yahweh have said. He got rules and regulations, and you have to apply it according to as it is written. Mother E, Yahweh be with you there, see you right here.
Yahweh bless you, see Israel, see you, Roy. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Yahweh bless you, that see right.
Yahweh bless you, see Israel, see Roy. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
I hear you there, Mother E. But come on again. Come on, get in that microphone here.